This is episode number 2055 of the Who Cares News for Monday, September 20th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan. Really? Really?
Sorry.
Is that good?
Is there another Kim Kardashian sex tape?
Really? Huh.
You gonna yawn?
I'm not gonna yawn.
Okay.
You've piqued with my interest.
With
yeah, because
Ray J's former manager, you know, a guy who goes by the name of Whack 100.
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to laugh at it, am I?
You can because...
excuse me, let me fake laugh at that joke. Ha ha, ha ha.
With a name like Whack 100.
I know, right? How can you go wrong?
They're probably giving them bank loans and...
All right, okay.
Come meet the president, Mr. Whack 100.
Oh my God.
Well, he revealed on a podcast that there's another tape of Ray and Kim Kardashian giving each other the business.
Really?
And he claims it's even better than the first one.
Yeah, okay.
Which doesn't take much.
I was going to say, the first one wasn't that great.
And it's longer, too.
I'm not sure I could take that.
But it doesn't sound like we'll see it. Now, Whack, I'm sorry, Mr. 100, if we're being formal, claims he would only give it to Kanye West because...
What?
Quote, that's the mother of his children.
So he deserves to have a sex tape of his ex-wife, the mother of his children, with some other dude?
Why won't he just give it to Kim?
Why even make a big deal of this? Why is this even out in the press?
Because
Mr. Whack 100 or Ray J or both just want to get famous, you know, for nothing.
Why after all this time? He also says he probably wouldn't ask anything for it in return.
Oh, jeez, of course. No, of course, which is why he's bringing this up right now.
We've all heard Mr. Whack 100 is a benevolent man.
You know.
He's a giver.
He's a giver. You know, though, that Momager would have her fingers in this pie. Did I say that wrong? Ms. Momager would have
probably
some business
that just makes
dealings in that.
You just ruined pie for me. Thanks.
There's that whole little question mark. Did she release the first one?
There's always that question.
You know, because
will we ever really know the answer?
Without the first one, there'd be no Kardashians or no Kudike.
That's true.
Because that's what caught the attention of one young Mr. Ryan Seacrest.
What?
And others.
See, that's interesting that he saw it.
Well, that goes on a whole other tangent.
That does.
When you think
right
about
there.
That, it's like, Ryan Seacrest likes girls? Anyway.
Now
no,
Whack.
Oh, no, come on.
The old Waxter.
Yeah.
I'll just
really?
Move on now.
You just said Waxter in the middle of the cast.
The Waxter.
Okay. Yes.
He thinks Ray would go along with that because, you know, Ray's a father now, too. I think we would probably get that to Kanye. Now, Kim's lawyer responded to the story by stating there is no additional sex tape.
Yeah, I doubt there is.
You don't think so?
No, because we would have already known about it.
We would have already.
Why would he
hold on to it that long?
I mean, I get that Momager and the Kardashian fortress is mighty when it comes to the press.
Okay.
But, you know, Paris Hilton did a couple of these.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want them out there. She had to pay dearly to get one of them back. There would have been extortion on this one.
Once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah, and yes, once it's out there on the internet, as we know.
On the interwebs. What do you call the Emmys? Do you call them the cable awards?
The pay. The subscription.
The subscription
the
awards.
Streaming the... and the pay-per-view awards. Yeah. Because
yeah.
They've a long time since there's been a network show that's won an Emmy. At least one of the bigs, you know, best drama, best comedy, best actors.
Well, Apple TV, soccer comedy, Ted Lasso.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Apple TV Plus,
yeah,
soccer comedy.
It costs money.
Ted Lasso, Netflix, uh-huh. Chess drama, The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, which I really need to watch.
Well, they earned top prizes at last night's Emmy Awards.
Oh, the Emmys were on last night. Oh, yawn. Oh.
I watched football.
See, the football game was good last night.
The football game was
nuts.
The
football game came down to the last few seconds last night.
Yes,
ooh,
it did.
Ooh. So, yeah, and then they had the Emmys on the other channel.
Anyway, after three previous tries, the Crown won Best Drama as part of its 7-trophy haul, which also included drama acting honors for Olivia Colman, Josh O'Connor, and Gillian Anderson.
So here's the deal about the
Crown.
I want to say the Queen. I'm getting confused. There's so
well,
many
there's things. The Queen's Gambit.
But that's different.
And the Crown.
The Queen's Gambit isn't about the Queen. It's about chess.
Yes.
Anyway, the Crown, they did a great job casting Queen Elizabeth in all the various stages of her life with different people.
Right.
Started with Claire Foy as young Queen Elizabeth to Olivia Colman. Uh-huh. And now, I don't know who it is now. But anyway,
I don't know.
The idea is that they, you know, and this, by the way, is going to be the last season of The Crown. So I just wanted to say that. So Emmys last night. Wow.
So Ted Lassoed Best Comedy Series and wins for stars Jason Sudeikis, Brett Goldstein, and Hannah Waddingham. Queen's Gambit took home Outstanding Limited Series. And other winners include Kate Winslet, Evan Peters, Julianne Nicholson for the Limited Series, Mayor of Easton.
I heard that was good, too.
And Jean Smart.
Jean Smart is coming into play. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last few weeks we were hearing
She's always been pretty cool.
Yeah, she was on, remember, she was on Designing Women.
She was on 24.
She was also on 24. She was also in Hawaii Five-O for a very short period of time.
She's, yeah.
So we know a lot about Jean Smart. Kind of crazy, huh?
Received Best Comedy Actress Award for Hacks.
Oh, cool. Cool. So
she
the Emmys, you didn't miss anything. We got you all caught up.
There you go. That's it.
Nothing else
Closed,
was worth.
Closed, typical.
Yeah. Cuda K did not win. I'm sure of it. One thing I did read this morning when I, because I get up and I read Variety every morning when I get up, and it's like they're calling them the Why So White Awards because nobody of color won an award. Now see what that did to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association because they were so white too that they canceled the Golden Globes next year so they could retool.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, they're kicking people out of the Hollywood Foreign Press, trying to get some inclusion going on in there. All right. Emmys, football, Halle Berry. I had a lot of choices last night. I really did. And, you know...
Halle Berry was a choice last night?
Halle Berry's always a choice every night in my mind.
She's on your screensaver.
Yes, she is.
Not your family. Not your wife, granddaughters.
No, here she is.
Daughters.
Here she is right
pets.
Here.
Pets.
Yeah, there she is.
Halle Berry on his phone.
Yeah. Right. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.